Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, welcome to this live Sunday edition of the program. We are back to doing live shows 7 nights a week, which is normally the way we do things around here. After 2 weeks, or nearly 2 weeks of broadcasting, there were a couple of intermission days where we took over again here at the Keene studio, but after 2 weeks being at Fork Fest, of course, Bonnie, you and I were not there. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We weren't there because I'm on some insane bail conditions that have home confinement as their main condition. And even though I'm supposed to be free to leave the home confinement in order to go to work, they decided I couldn't go to this particular work, which would have been going to broadcast from Fort Fest. So Aria held down the fort, and of course Captain Kickass and others, Chris and a bunch of other folks, Matt and a bunch of our co-hosts were up there, and it sounded like they had a good time. We may end up seeing a couple of listeners. Kirby is in town. He was interviewed, I think it was on last night's show, toward the end of Fort Fest, and he's in town for the Social Sunday event here in Keene, but I asked him to swing back by because they dropped by the studio.
Yep, we just met them.
Yeah, a couple hours ago. And, yeah, he's here with another friend of his, Lysander Knapp, from the Indianapolis area. Both of them are actually still camped out, I guess, over at Rogers Campground, so they're heading back there tonight. And from what I understand, the fireworks at Rogers, which are normally on Saturday night, due to
the rain,
they were postponed until this evening. So those few people who decided to stay on for an extra day or two of Fork Fest are actually going to enjoy the much ballyhooed fireworks. They're very, very good.
I think Vincent's there from Questioning Authority.
His new show is Shire Free Media. He's now doing 3 shows a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, although he didn't do a single one of them over the last week because it's just you're just having too much fun at...
He was preoccupied.
Yeah, at Fork Fest. So I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about Fork Fest, but what I really want to talk about tonight is who are the Moors? And if you've been out in the middle of a campground, you might not have heard the news. This was, I believe, yesterday morning where 11 people were arrested, 11 men, arrested in Massachusetts. And according to The Guardian, Massachusetts State Police said the 11 people arrested following an hours-long armed standoff that partially shut down Interstate 95 on Saturday claimed membership of the group called Rise of the Moors, which police said calls itself a militia and follows sovereign citizen ideology. Now, Bonnie, when you hear those terms, do you know anything about... First of all, have you ever heard of the Moors?
No, but when I hear those terms, I think of Jay Noon.
When you hear the terms sovereign citizen, you mean?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Jay Noon would apply those terms to himself. In fact, I don't know if the Moors would apply those terms to themselves. But that's sort of the government terminology that they like to throw around when it comes to people who believe in the idea of sovereignty.
Oh, I thought that he did. Jay Noon.
Oh, no, I think he does, but the term sovereign citizen
is a contradiction
in terms.
Sovereign human.
Yeah, I think that's better, because a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Now, if you don't believe me, go ahead and look it up. And so you cannot be a sovereign, which is the king, right? So a sovereign is the whole idea behind, as I understand it, the United States, at least in concept, couple hundred years ago, was that everybody was supposed to be their own sovereign. Now, they got it wrong, and they made themselves a new government, and then everything went, to crap since then, and now we have the world's largest hegemonic dominant police force all around the planet killing innocent people.
Most people in jail.
Know. Yeah, tons of their own people in jail, and it's just an absolute nightmare. So it didn't really work out, but the idea was we were supposed to get away from the sovereign, the king of England, and have other people, have just normal people, be their own sovereign. You are the sovereign over your own life. You're the king over your own life. Now, look, if you want to hire somebody to tell you how to live, by all means, there's a ton of experts out there who would be happy to be your hired expert to tell you how to do things or how to live your life or whatever. Whatever the issue is, you need to, you know, make your marriage better, hire an expert. If you need to learn how to cook better in the kitchen, hire an expert. You know, whatever you need to do, there's people out there that will make you a better person. And
if you can't find out your own morality, I'm sure there's plenty of like Christian or religious priests that would love to be hired to...
Exactly.
Tell you.
And that's fine. If somebody wants to hire another person, hire a purported expert or quote-unquote authority, then
it's... But don't socialize morality and make everybody have to believe the same thing.
Or whatever it is that you're socializing, whether it's for socializing morality or socializing fire protection or whatever we're talking about, it's not okay to force your neighbors to do things against their will. So that's what a sovereign is. A sovereign is simply somebody who says, hey, I'll take care of me. And you can leave me alone. If I need help, I'll ask for it. And I'll give help if I'm asked for it in a lot of cases, right? Like, because a lot of people are charitable. They're happy to give to, like, I give to the local homeless shelter, for instance, here in town. A lot of people are willing to help when it's voluntary. But when the quote-unquote help is handing over some indeterminate amount of money to a bunch of strangers calling themselves the government.
Who promise to do it, to spend it. In a just way, but you have no way of making them.
No, you cannot. Because if you try to opt out of paying, say, property taxes, well, then men with guns will come to your home, and they will bust in your doors, just like they did here. Now, it wasn't over property taxes. It was over Bitcoin. But they will come into your home that you thought was yours.
Abuse your dog.
They might kill your dog. They will possibly, throw you in a jail cell, maybe kill you too. If you don't do what they say, you don't pay the amount that they want. So when I first came across the Moors, it was probably a decade ago. There's actually a video online. Now, this one was posted in 2018, but it's a repost. I have a video of a Moorish man in court. And this video is amazing. I do want to play this just to give you a taste of what these guys are like inside a courtroom. This was my only real experience or exposure to them was to see, oh, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. These guys have, they've done like the research on the esoteric kind of court stuff. I don't know if you've ever gotten into any of that stuff, Bonnie. It's like,
no.
It's one of those, it's one of those rabbit holes where you can just keep going deeper and deeper. And a lot of times when you go to court and you try this stuff out, it doesn't work. But it's still interesting to watch people stand up for their rights in a way that most people won't even dare try. But let me get back to the story here about the Moors are now in the news, and they're in the news big time. Before they were like, an unknown sideshow. No one had ever heard of them before. Now, with what happened in Massachusetts on Saturday morning, 11 of these guys were arrested. And police say the group claims to adhere to the Moorish sovereign ideology. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors so-called extremist groups in the U.S., says the Moorish sovereign citizen movement is a collection of independent organizations and individuals that emerged in the 1990s as an offshoot of the anti-government sovereign citizens movement.
I thought Facebook monitored extremist groups.
Oh, they're just one group that's monitoring. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been around for decades. One of the people arrested in Massachusetts was a male juvenile, and two others have refused to give their names. Those arrested were charged with offenses including unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition and the use of body armor in the commission of a crime. Now, let's be clear. These guys weren't committing an actual crime.
With a victim.
Right. They weren't kidnapping somebody. They weren't robbing a place. They weren't, holding anybody for ransom or whatever. Like,
there was no victim.
No, there was no victim in this case. They were on the side of the road. They were refueling, apparently. And the police just stopped. So they weren't even, like, speeding. There was no reason whatsoever for the police to get involved here besides the fact that the police say they own the roads.
And their entire actual job is to... bother people and try to see if they're doing anything they can get money out of them for.
Oh, yeah. And in this case, they're going to likely get more than money, although these guys are going to definitely put up a fight, at least in the court sense. They didn't put up a fight physically, even though they were locked and loaded. Three AR-15 rifles, two pistols, a bolt-action rifle, a shotgun, and a short-barrel rifle were included in what the police
stole
from these men on the side of the road. And I find myself wondering, were they on their way up to New Hampshire? rapture to go to Gun Church. Where was their destination? It's interesting. So two of them aren't giving their names. We'll tell you more about the Moors on the way. If you want to comment on this, 603-283-6160 is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and we're here on this live. Live Sunday episode of the program. The phones are open. You don't have to call in about the Moors, but I think they're a fascinating group. The number here is 603-283-6160. And it's a shame that our friend Nobody isn't out of jail right now. And, you know, he's actually in, apparently he's in solitary confinement, which means he's locked up for 23 hours a day. And so, therefore, he probably has no access. I mean, when you're in jail, you generally don't know what the news is at all. But if you happen to be, you know, if you're in an open cell block or something and there's a TV on and they happen to have the news on, or maybe one of the guys in the cell block subscribes, he's got a subscription to the newspaper or something like that, then you can get a little bit of mainstream media news. If you're getting the mainstream news, you're probably hearing about the Moors. These guys are, maybe it's a New England thing, but it's all over up here at least, and I suspect it's all over nationwide, because these guys are, you know, they're worth talking about. They believe in sovereignty. Now, of course, the media loves to just slather people with the term sovereign citizen. Now, I suspect the Moors are smart enough to not use that terminology. These guys are well educated. I've got video of the Moors in a courtroom that I will show you and share with you. Well, you can't see it, but you'll be able to hear. It's really all about what you're hearing and how they handled this judge back in 2009. So that's coming up when we get the chance. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And don't forget to visit Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Because if you love sovereignty, and you know, we are broadcasting here on Independence Day, which the whole idea of sovereignty is...
It's secession.
Well, secession is definitely the foundation of the country. Right? Like, that's what ultimately people are celebrating, whether they realize it or not, on Independence Day. You're celebrating the secession of the United States, of the 13 original colonies, from the king in England. That's what you're celebrating. And it's high time that it happened again. Now, if we had one of the Moors on with us, I would definitely want to know how they feel about secession. And I don't know if there's a good website to go to learn more about the Moors. It's one of those things that I've heard of these guys before this weekend.
I never have.
Yeah. Like I said, they're obscure as hell. Now, I want to get into more about them and what they believe, or allegedly what they believe. I, of course, have the hit, what is likely going to be a hit piece written by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So what are the pro-government... Southern Poverty Law Center people have to say about them. I've got that.
They're the pro-government extremist group.
Exactly. And these guys are individual people. These are sovereign individuals, and they weren't even pulled over. According to the state troopers in Massachusetts, what happened Saturday morning when police arrested 11 people, they recovered a bunch of guns, including AR-15 rifles, pistols, bolt-action rifle, shotgun, and short-barreled rifle. The standoff, as it was described, began early Saturday when a trooper stopped to offer assistance to vehicles on the side of the highway in the town of Wakefield, Massachusetts. Police later said the group was refueling. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? They must have had their own fuel, right? Because they were on the side of the highway at the time. So these guys didn't just... Oh, we're running out of gas. We need to go to the gas station and fuel up. They had pulled over to the side of the road to refuel. Now, unfortunately, that was a mistake, because when you're on the government roads, they act like they own those things. And so when the police see somebody on the side of a highway, they have a tendency to investigate what's going on. It's like whenever somebody's telling a story is when they were a teenager and they went into the park to get high. I'm like, no, don't go to the park.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever ran from cops.
From the police.
Yeah.
Because they...
Out of the park.
It's their territory.
Yeah.
So they, on their, you know, routes that they go around, one of their paths takes them through the public parks. That's just where they patrol. And, of course, the police patrol the highways. So, honestly, these guys probably would have been better off just going to a gas station. They would have been less conspicuous had they just gone to a gas station. Now, yeah, they're apparently were allegedly, you know, dressed up. They were in military fatigues, according to the story here at
The Guardian. What exactly are fatigues?
Camo.
Oh.
generally camo. I think it can also be...
Because they have like, armored plate, breastplates, right? Or whatever.
It does mention something about some body armor here
body
as
armor.
Well, yeah. And in fact, that was one of the charges that they received.
Why is that illegal? You're not allowed to protect yourself from us.
Well, it's Massachusetts, so it's illegal to have a gun, it's illegal to have ammunition, it's illegal to have body armor, period, generally, I think, in Massachusetts.
It just doesn't even make any sense. Like, there's at least the stupid argument, you can't have a gun because you could hurt other people, you could be a mass shooter, but you can't hurt anybody else with body armor.
That's correct, but they want to dissuade, I think if they were answering the question, they would say, well, you know, if you've got body armor on, you're probably trying to rob a bank or something like that, and so therefore...
You shouldn't be killed for robbing a bank either.
So. Well, but that said, that's just an excuse. Anyone should be able to buy body armor and wear it because, hey, look, there's some pretty dangerous neighborhoods.
There's some pretty dangerous cops.
That too. So the standoff, again, began Saturday morning. The troopers stopped to offer assistance. Well, look, officer, we don't need your assistance. However, the trooper then called for backup, and most of the group left the side of the road and went into the nearby woods until they later surrendered to a police tactical team just after 10 a.m. The standoff closed I-95 during the busy holiday weekend, and some residents were told to shelter in place. The group told police they were traveling from Rhode Island to Maine for training. So I guess they weren't going to gun church. None of the men, by the way, for listeners that don't know, gun church is a regular occasion here in New Hampshire where freedom-loving people come together and they shoot guns in the woods, basically. There's a little more to it than that, but that's basically it. None of the men who were dressed in military fatigues and body armor had a license to carry firearms in Massachusetts. Now, from what I understand, and I'm not an expert on this, and maybe somebody out there who's like a gun expert can call in on this, as I understand it, there's some sort of federal rule that says that if the gun is legal in the state from which you're driving and in the state in which your destination is, if you're crossing through a state like Massachusetts or New York where guns are highly illegal, as long as the gun is like in your trunk, locked in a box or a safe or something like that, then I think that you can legally pass through that state. I don't know if you're allowed to stop, however. So if you're going to be going through those states, you're probably better off making sure that you're fueling up before you get to their border and fueling up after you've gotten through their border. Now, that can get difficult in a place like New England where you're literally going from a gun prohibition zone in New York, which isn't New England, and then Connecticut, and then Massachusetts. So, you know, I don't know what the best solution is there, but I would
say... Maybe that's what they're trying to do, is just not go into a public place and quickly refuel on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. You'd have been better off refueling anywhere else besides the side of the highway. I mean, even if you have your own fuel and don't want to show up at a gas station, then pull into Walmart's parking lot or somewhere else. Go off to some side road that's off of another road and do it there. Don't do it on the side of the highway. But we got more about what happened with the Moors. They're in the news, and you can talk about it as well on Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
24, that's the number of confirmed deaths in the collapse of the Champlain Towers in South Florida. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday. More than 120 people are still unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolishing what's left of the collapsed building is key to continuing search and rescue efforts.
Once this building's down, it's going to be a green light, full speed ahead, maximum effort to pull these victims out and reunite them with their family.
He told CBS's Face the Nation that it is absolutely not a recovery effort. This 4th of July weekend, traffic may be one of the busiest ever. More than 40 million Americans expected to get behind the wheel. Even as gasoline prices continue to soar, AAA says that some 43.6 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. That's about a 40% increase compared to last year. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says he's, quote, not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems Friday. Security firm Huntress estimates some 200 companies to have been compromised with ransomware. Asked if he's spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the hack, Biden said he has not. A deadly crash at a Georgia racetrack late Saturday night. Authorities say a man was killed and two other people hurt when a car lost control at Hartwell Motor Speedway. The vehicle went over a wall and through a chain link fence. The track asking for prayers for everyone involved and thanking paramedics and first responders. Pope Francis is hospitalized in Rome undergoing a scheduled surgery for a restriction of the large intestine. Just hours earlier, the 84-year-old pontiff, in keeping with Sunday tradition, greeting crowds in St. Peter's Square. On this 4th of July, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, as is the norm here on Free Talk Live. However, we're talking about a very interesting group called the Moors. Now, longtime listeners of the show may recall there might have been one other show where these guys got some discussion, and it was when I found one of their videos or a video of one of them in a court. And I'm not sure where this court is, but it's definitely a court. And I want to play this video when we get a chance. It's 11 minutes long. I don't know if we'll get through the whole thing. Because there's a lot of other things to talk about with these guys. Why are we talking about them right now? Well, they are in the news big time, as 11 alleged Moors have been arrested in Massachusetts, not for any kind of crime, not for a crime with a real victim.
Not for any good reason at all.
Right. It's because Massachusetts is a hellhole, and you are not allowed, by their government laws, their statutes, to have possession of a gun. Unless you're a cop. You know, if you're a cop, you can have a gun. If you're a retired cop,
you can have a gun. Only if you're a cop can you have a gun, and no regular people can have body armor, or it's illegal.
Correct. Now, and they've actually charged the some of the Moors, apparently, with the use of body armor in commission of a crime. Now, if you just hear that, you think, oh, my God, these people, what are they doing? What have they done? No, what they mean by that, when they say the use of body armor in the commission of a crime, what they mean is we've charged you with possession of a gun. Therefore, that's a crime. Therefore, you're not allowed to have body armor either. So that's why they're charging them. There was no actual crime with the victim. It was the quote-unquote crimes of having body armor. Or, sorry, having a gun.
And then on top of that, they just threw, oh, and you had body armor.
Right. And so because it's in the commission of another crime, that makes it worse. So it would be illegal to just be in possession of body armor if you're, like, walking down the street. I'm just guessing because it's Massachusetts. If you're walking down the street with body armor, there's probably a charge for that. And then if you're in the commission of a crime, that's probably a worse charge. So it probably goes from, like, misdemeanor to felony or something like that. Because that's Massachusetts. That's just the way they... Our co-host, Nobody, was arrested in Massachusetts for the possession of a gun.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this was years ago. Now, he had, I think it was like a .357 revolver. So this was actually before he was charged with a felony for selling cannabis here in New Hampshire. Because now he can't carry a gun at all. But back then, he was legally allowed to carry a gun, at least in the places where carrying a gun is legal, like New Hampshire. And the Moors, in this particular case, were not from Massachusetts. They were trying to pass through Massachusetts. One of the members on, according to TheGuardian.com, they were attempting to travel from Rhode Island to Maine for training. And during the standoff, one member of the group said on a social media account for Rise of the Moors that they are not anti-government or anti-police. The website for the group says that they are Moorish Americans dedicated to educating new Moors and influencing our elders. And I'm actually pleased to find out that these guys really do have a website, which I remember when I looked for them years ago, I couldn't find much at all about the Moors.
They mean about influencing their elders. What does that mean?
Well, it suggests that these are younger men. I'm just guessing. Based on, you know, what they're saying. And we can talk about what the Moors website says, because I've pulled it up here. It's riseofthemoors.org.
You almost never hear that, though. It's usually influencing, like, the younger generation, you know.
Mark Pickavage, a senior research fellow for the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, said sovereign citizens are rarely involved in paramilitary activity. This particular group, Rise of the Moors, is actually interested in that, so that makes them unusual for groups within this movement. Said Pickavage, some pioneers of the sovereign citizen movement in the 1970s were white supremacists. The vast majority of Moorish sovereign citizens are African Americans, said Pickavage. And again, I just want to caution, this is what these so-called experts on, you know, whatever you call them, I guess radical groups or extremism, they love using the term sovereign citizens. I bet you the word doesn't even appear anywhere on the Moorish site.
It shouldn't even be interesting to the government at all that any group of people, radical or sovereign or not, is interested in paramilitary activity because militias are legal. It's legal to have a militia.
Well, I don't know if that's true, actually. There are some states in which it is not legal to have a militia, and I believe New Hampshire is one of those states.
Wow. I thought it's in the Constitution.
I don't think that it is.
Oh.
Now, that's not to say that you can't have...
Okay, what's the thing? Is it the Declaration of Independence that nobody's always quoting when he says that it's the right to bring up arms against the government or the duty?
I'm not sure. If nobody were here, I bet he could answer that question because he's like got some of that stuff memorized, and I don't know.
You can just tell how little I care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or anything. It's not that I don't care at all, but...
Well, I mean, there were some good ideas in there, but it obviously hasn't worked to do much of anything as far as keeping the government in check. So
I just don't want to be a part of that country they created or any country.
Yeah, I like the idea of sovereignty, and I'm actually... I just did a search here on the Rise of the Moors website because, like I said, I've been speculating. I just found this website in the last break, so I haven't had a chance to look through it in any meaningful sense. But just because they're being tarred and feathered with this term sovereign citizen in the news media already. And right here on their frequently asked questions, here we go. Are Moors sovereign citizens? And here's what they have to say. Moors are not sovereign citizens, and they put that in quotes. As sovereignty does not stand alone, sovereignty and nationality can be considered synonymous. Now that one I've never heard before. The record shows that the Moors are the organic and original sovereigns of this land, America. When we declare our nationality as Moorish Americans, we are taking back the position as the aboriginal people of the land to which the sovereign power is vested in. As an example, the Chinese people are the sovereigns of China, the Irish people are the sovereigns of Ireland, the Brazilians are the sovereigns of Brazil, etc. A Frenchman does not have sovereign power over China, a Brazilian does not have sovereign power over Libya, an Egyptian does not have sovereign power over Angola, etc. A sovereign...
So are most Moors Native American?
Well, that's what they are claiming in this particular statement. A sovereign is defined as, quote, a person, body, or state in which independent and supreme authority is vested, a chief ruler with supreme power, a king, or other ruler with limited power, unquote. Evidence of Moors having sovereignty or supreme power over the Americas can be found in George Washington's letter to the Sultan of Morocco, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, December 1, 1789, where George Washington states the following, quote, the encouragement which your majesty has been pleased generously to give our commerce with your dominions is the punctuality with which you have caused the treaty with us to be observed, and the just and generous measures taken in the case of Captain Proctor make a deep impression on the United States and confirm their respect for and attachment to your imperial majesty, unquote. Dominion is defined as ownership, the right to property or perfect or complete property or ownership, sovereignty or lordship as the dominion of the seas. In the civil law, with reference to the title to property which is transferred by a sale of it, dominion is said to be either proximate or remote, the former being the kind of title vesting in the purchaser when he's acquired both the ownership and the possession of the article, the latter describing the nature of his title when he has legitimately acquired the ownership of the property but there has been no delivery. Have I lost you yet?
Yes.
Okay. What part? The whole thing?
I'm confused. George Washington wrote that to somebody in Morocco, so that's why they're trying to claim that they're native to America?
I'm not really sure what the point of that quote was, so I'm a little lost on that one here.
Because I was confused since this whole conversation started. I wondered why they chose the term Moors, because I've heard that Moors were people from Northern Africa.
I don't know what the history of the term is. Maybe that's addressed here as well. There's a little bit more here on their opinion about sovereign citizens, but the short answer is no. They do not call themselves sovereign citizens. They do seem to call themselves sovereigns, and that's because you cannot be both a sovereign and a citizen at the same time. And like I said, I thought the Moors were aware of that, and it sounds like they are. There's more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Sunday episode of the program. We're getting into the deep end of the pool here with the Moors. It's an interesting group. It's very kind of, you know, obscure, and it can get a little confusing. Already we've been a little bit lost reading part of their frequently asked questions on their website, riseofthemoors.org. Now, I knew about these guys a decade ago when I came across a video, because I've always been interested in the sort of the sovereign movement, the people who... Now, the news loves to use the term sovereign citizen, but as I guessed correctly, the Moors do not use the term sovereign citizen. If you even take the time to look up both words, you'll understand...
It's an oxymoron.
Right. You can't be both a sovereign, the king, and a citizen, which is a person who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. It's not possible. So just forget that whole concept. If you like the idea of sovereignty, then go ahead and be a sovereign, or at least assert that you're a sovereign, because that's how you have to start. Of course, the government gang will completely ignore what you have to say.
That's why Captain calls himself Captain.
Indeed. And they'll ignore what you have to say, and they'll put you in a prison cell if they don't like what you're doing. And that's where 11 of the Moors are right now. That's what brought them into the news, actually. The Rise of the Moors is this group. They've got a website. It's riseofthemoors.org. It's Ian and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. And Bonnie, it's your first time hearing about these guys.
Yes.
But you had said to me off the air, I think it was, that you've heard the term Moors in relation to Northern Africa?
Yeah, I thought it was like the... an ancient like civilization or group that lived in Northern Africa, and they're talking about Morocco, so I was like, oh, so it is related somehow.
Yeah, and you might be right here. In fact, the final paragraph of this frequently asked question about are the Moors sovereign citizens gets into a little bit more of a deeper theory about that.
Yeah, because I think that weren't they attacked with the Crusades?
Who?
The Moors.
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm terrible at history, so I'm like the last person that should ever be asked any questions about it. But if you know the answer to Bonnie's question, you can call in. Our number is 603-283-6160. In fact, we do have a call on the line. Let's go to the phones where we have Robert on the line in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. I studied law in Dresden, Germany, under Professor Dr. King Domlo. He was our professor for Strafrecht, which means criminal law. And his advice would have been to, for the people who are having this problem, to hire the most brilliant minds you can find. And in Germany, that would mean professors. Find the top professors, and they will help you. Because when you have these kinds of difficulties for professors, I mean, people who are very respected in Germany, that would
Why would you think that professors would help a group of sovereigns? Generally, people that work at government colleges tend to love the government and back the central state, and these guys, these Moors, are sovereigns. They are people who want to be free from this government rule.
Because they're brilliant people, and they understand these situations, and they see right through them.
No, they really, I don't think they would understand this at all.
Yes, they're amazing people. These brilliant guys in Germany are amazing.
I've never heard of anybody hiring a professor for their, you know, lawsuit anyway.
You're saying you think these guys should hire college professors to represent them in court? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying in Germany that would be the case. I don't know who in America would fill that same role.
Yeah, when Germany,
these guys don't need help. Okay? You don't know anything about the Moors. I haven't even played any of this court audio yet. These guys know what to do in court. They know how to handle themselves. These are not the type of people that need to hire an attorney.
I'd say that the dumbest people in America are probably teachers.
Yeah, they certainly would not want to hire
an
American teacher. So, thanks but no thanks on that suggestion.
That was mean. I'm sorry. I don't really think that, but I would not say that professors in America are like the genius that's among us.
No, I mean, the old saying is that those who can do and those who can't
teach. Sorry, Robert. I feel like I keep talking over you.
No, that's fine. I just don't know who fills that same role here in America. But if the top people in America really are the law professors in Germany, and the second rung would be the CEOs, like Daimler. That would be Germany's largest industrial company.
Okay. No, I guess, relation whatsoever to what's going on here.
I just think it's weird to be grouping people's intelligence by their career. That's
instead
just
of
really
individually,
yeah.
Instead of looking at the individual and what they've accomplished in their life. Thanks for the call.
I don't even know what you would consider nobody, but he's one of the smarter people I know. He's a coder. Maybe you just ask a bunch of computer geeks.
Computer programmers.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm telling you, when I play this guy in court, I've got, like I said, a video from 2009 with one of these Moors in court, and he'll blow you away. I mean, he's really well-educated, and I suspect these guys that were arrested this weekend are probably as good as this guy from 2009. We'll get to him in just a moment here. But here's the last paragraph. Remember, the question on their frequently asked questions that I was reading is, are the Moors sovereign citizens? And again, this is from their website, riseofthemoors.org. This is the group that was arrested, or at least some of the group was arrested in Massachusetts. So this is their website. So this gets in a little bit deeper here and goes into a little bit of history. It's the final paragraph. It says, when doing more research on the subject matter in the preamble of the treaty with Morocco and the United States, it is declared that the founding fathers were in fact not the founders of anything, but were ministers, plenipotentiary, granted permission from the Sultan of Morocco to negotiate the treaty on behalf of the various Europeans doing business here in North America. Morocco, the extreme West. So they believe that this was, or at least my understanding from this, is that North America is the western portion of Morocco.
It could be.
Article 6,
I could believe it.
Article 6 of the same treaty will show you that we were, in fact, the superior power in the negotiations. Article 10 will give you insight into the reason why the Star Spangled Banner. Article 14 and 23.
Why the Star Spangled Banner? What does that mean?
I don't know. You have to look at Article 10 of the treaty, which I'm not sure which treaty. Treaty with Morocco.
We should look into
this
later.
States. Article 10 or Article 14 and 23 will reveal to you that Morocco was the first country to recognize the United States as an independent quasi-nation. Article 16 will reveal that Mexico is ipso facto part and parcel of the Moroccan Empire, hence the Marine Corps hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Article 17 shows the influence of our power made an impact on Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the American Constitution and more contemporary. Article 20, Clause 2 of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Article 20 reveals the root behind Article 3 of the American Constitution of 1791, Diversity of Citizenship, and Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli will reveal that contrary to popular belief, and they spell belief with the L-I-E capitalized, because it's a lie, that the United States is not a Christian country. So contrary to popular belief, they say the United States is not a Christian country.
It's interesting. What is it supposed to be then?
I don't know. They don't say that. I bet you could ask them, and if we if we had the chance, I'd love to get one of them on the show to talk about their beliefs. Now, I believe, just glancing through here, that some of these guys, if not all of them, may be Muslims. But we'll get into it deeper here as we get the chance. And we're going to get the other side of this, too, because I do have the hit piece from the Southern Poverty Law Center as well. So we've got both what the Moors themselves say and then what the quote-unquote extremist experts say about the Moors. Plus, we've actually got video from one of the Moors in court. But a little bit more about what happened over the weekend in Massachusetts, where 11 people were arrested by police, by Massachusetts state troopers on the side of the highway, charged with basically having guns and body armor. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't hold up a gas station. They didn't kidnap somebody. They were just driving from Rhode Island, where they apparently have a home that's actually addressed on their website. The front page, is it the front page here? No, I think you have to click on Exodus. And then you learn that they have taken what they call adverse possession of an abandoned home. Now, adverse possession is a legal term, as I understand it. And these guys, they know their stuff when it comes to the courtroom. They know the legal land. They know the obscure, esoteric court stuff. And so they've taken an abandoned home, and they're inviting people to come there. They're inviting.
In Maine?
No, in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island.
Now, what's in Maine, I don't know. They said they were going there for training. So maybe there are some other Moors up in Maine. It's an interesting question. But according to The Guardian, they talked to the so-called experts. Police said the adults arrested Saturday were from Rhode Island, New York, and Michigan, and will be held at the Balearica House of Correction on $100,000 cash bail. They are due in court later this week.
Why does it need to be that high?
Well, because there are people with guns in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts wants to teach people a lesson.
Can't they just take away their guns?
Oh, they're going to do that. In fact, that's what they did with Nobody.
I don't want them to take away their guns, I'm just saying.
With our co-host Nobody, when he got arrested, they stole his gun from him. He took a guilty plea on a lowered charge and basically gave up his gun. They just wanted to get his gun, and they took it. And I'm sure some Massachusetts cop took it home. There's more on the way here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.